Everybody, welcome to Take 263. Your boys from SFT are back in the thick of December. A little bit of a different take this week. We are going to be what I like to call a hodgepodge, an audible, where we're going to talk about just numerous things, all movies, things we've watched. Keeks went and watched Beyonce Renaissance. He also watched May December on Netflix. I have not gotten to. I watched some other streaming movies that are definitely random, but really feel good movies. So if you guys are looking for the feel good movies, I got you. I will be here to deliver. As you guys know, we'll go through our H letter draft. So movies starting with the letter H. There are some heaters, no pun intended right there. And without further ado, Keeks, tell the sweets what's been going on.
Honestly, it was a good week. Good week. First things first is thank you everyone who voted for our short film, Last Train from New Orleans, because we freaking won, baby.
Oh, you guys won? Let's go.
Yeah, we won. So we won a bunch of, we were in the thriller category, and we won that by like 62% of the vote, apparently. And then we won the community vote, which got us more prizes. So we got a good amount of prizes. And the plan is we're going to basically take our prizes, sell them to people that would probably want them, and we're going to use the money to finish off Till Death and then bring Till Death coming 2024, early 2024. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's go.
Keep your eyes peeled.
What were the prizes?
There's like a headset, a microphone, a laptop, a monitor, like a few good things, like cool things. So we'll get a, you know, a decent amount of stuff out with those. But more than anything, I'm just, you know, from the last few years as I've been doing more film stuff, narrative and commercial, and even working as a teacher, it's been very humbling to see the amount of support from everyone. You know,
you're in the thick of it. I heard from the grapevine that you did a great job on the field trip. So,
oh, awesome.
I'm chapped. I didn't go. We could have been hanging out all day to get together.
Would you have been allowed to go?
Yeah, I've been to a few field trips with our students.
No way.
I went to like Hill Air Force Base as a field trip with our engineering students. Our engineering students again. I went to the data meta out in Eagle Mountain. I went there. And then where else did I go? Oh, went with our medical assisting students to the U of U nursing. So,
sheesh. Oh, well, we're gonna do one in the second semester.
You still hear me, Keith?
Go to that one. You can bet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there. Where'd you guys go? It was Enigma. What was it?
Yeah, we went to Enigma 3. It is a gear rental, post production, and VFX house, essentially. So, they have a lot of camera equipment, lights, equipment that you can hold all of those things on. And then they have a studio in the back, and they have a post-production team that they were currently working on a movie, and someone was using the studio, so we actually weren't allowed to kind of go back into a couple other parts. But other than that, students seem to have really liked it. Especially students that were new to video production were really excited about going. Like, they came back, they had a lot of fun. It was really cool for them. They were like, wow, I didn't know, you know, those kind of things existed at that level. So that was a cool, you know, exercise for us, basically.
That's awesome. Did you go? So you went to school, you went to Copper Hills, then you drove to Vineyard. Did you go back to Copper Hills? Then you went back to Vineyard.
Yeah, I did.
Oh man. That is a commute.
Go ahead and ask me what I felt about knowing I was 3 minutes away from my home and couldn't just drive, just like drive to my house right after.
And because you got done what, around like 1 o'clock?
Yeah, somewhere around there, a little before then.
That is a zinger. That that hurts.
Yep. Anyway, not my favorite, but hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yep. Well, I heard it was a great field trip. I'm there next semester. So,
okay. I'll keep you posted on it.
Hi, Bunny. Oh, Honey's coming in to greet me. She wants to be in the draft. Honey is a draft. She starts with H.
Oh, she sure is. Little preview. Yeah. I love how you started off the pod as Yeah, the HDRAF is going to be a good one today. But I'm curious, how was the week? What'd you do?
Week was basically the same. Nothing too special. We went Christmas shopping on Saturday. We went to Thrifthood. I don't know. Have you ever been to Thrifthood?
Oh,
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Dude. So Kennedy's cousin works there. Shout out Carson.
Yeah.
And very cool setup. Very clean. Cool vibes, atmosphere. And I could have stayed there for like 2 hours just, you know, skimming through all the clothes and all the thrift and going thrifting. So didn't come out with anything, but I will return. If you're a Green Bay Packers fan, holy crap. There is a lot of Green Bay Packers stuff for you.
I remember when I went there, maybe it was like a year or two ago, they had a Halo 3 t-shirt that I almost grabbed.
Oh, there was a cool little Disney shirt that I was like, I think Keeks would have liked this. But the thing with thrifting is like an XL or a double XL, sometimes even larges might fit you better. So you have to try on the shirts, because there were a couple shirts I was like, I like this. And I tried it on. I was like, oh, doesn't fit me like I was hoping it would. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude. So you know that Golden State Warriors jacket that I have?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a size medium, but like it's such like a weird oversized fit that it fits great.
Yeah.
It's great.
See, that's the thing. It's like, you never know, but it was cool. Very cool atmosphere. Shout out Kennedy's cousin, Carson, holding it down over there, doing work. Great, great employee. So, yeah, that was basically all we did. Just kind of a normal week, but I have only 4 more days of basketball training for the rest of the year. So
that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking off for that last week of Christmas.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. No more basketball training for the, you know, for the year. So anyways, but yeah, it's been a pretty good week. A little bit return to form. Like I mentioned last week, when you come back from break, it's a slog. This week was like a little bit more, you know, picked up the pace a little bit.
It was a little, dude, I don't, man. I'm already looking forward to Christmas break, which is soon, but we've got a lot of stuff coming up. So got a lot of stuff that we're going to get done this week, and excited because it's the last full week. Then I'm doing final tests the following week, and then we're good. We go into the final stuff.
I will say I was talking to other teachers about this. Mm-hmm. I hate how Jordan School District is set up with the calendar, with how the semester ends like January 9th or January.
Oh, it's the 12th.
The 12th. Yeah. That's so dumb. Like, it's just, it makes
there are
sense.
Eight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense to end the semester right when Christmas break starts, you know?
I've never understood. I don't even remember if, did Alpine do that?
Yeah,
for
Alpine
you
does
year?
That. Yep, Alpine does that. They always end on Christmas break, and then the new semester starts up when you come back from break, which, I mean, it just makes sense.
And so, it also kind of acts like a pseudo gift too, because as a kid, you're like, you know, you just got done with all your classes and you're ready to go up and you're ready to start your new classes, meet some new people, meet some new girls that you will probably never talk with, even though you think that they're very cute and very pretty. You know, it's every year it makes the year go round. You know what I mean?
Yep. And also with Alpine, school was out before Memorial Day. Like Memorial Day was start of summer. Like Jordan, it's like, oh, that last week after Memorial Day is actually the last week. So that doesn't make much sense to me either.
Yeah, it's, dude, shit. Weird.
You get a full week for fall break. But yeah, anyways, I was talking to another teacher and she was just like, you know what? Fall Thanksgiving break should be a full week. Fall break should be like 2-3 days. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't like Thanksgiving break being that long. I like fall break being long.
Yeah. Well, everyone teach their own. But I was like, that's a good idea. But anyways.
Yeah. I can see each one.
I have a question as we're about to go into our letter H draft. So
okay.
There are a couple movies on our letter H that are franchises. When we pick a certain movie, I'm just going to say it, Home Alone or Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Can we select another from that franchise, or is it just one and done?
I think each person can get one from each franchise, but like you couldn't do, I mean, I guess if you wanted to, but then that doesn't make it very fun. Like you could take Sorcerer's Stone and, you know, you could probably take 4 Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to do that because like when we come to Lord of the Rings, I'm not going to draft all 3 Lord of the Rings. I want some variety, but
or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars. Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to make sure because I like that. Because one from each, like one person get each. You know what I mean? I like mm-hmm. that. Okay. I just wanted yep. to make sure.
Okay. Yep. That's how we're going to do it. Just, well, I mean, I don't think it really matters. Like, if you really want to take a bunch of them, you can, but no. Yeah.
It just looks bland.
Exactly. And there's like, plus, honestly, it's like, there's your list would be better with other things. Like, you'd probably throw the draft if you did that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay. I just wanted to make sure where you were sitting at with that, because I know, like, Harry Potter, there's like two really good Harry Potter movies, and the rest are like, oh, those are good, but not as good as those two other ones,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And same with the first two Home Alones. Like, the first two Home Alones are great.
They're fun. Yeah, I wouldn't, unless you're trying to pick a Home Sweet Home Alone as your number four, which in that case, you're welcome to take it.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll pass. Hey.
All right, do we just get into it?
Let's do it, man. You got first pick.
This is really, really hard. Is this also, like, if you're the first pick, it's like you're either taking this movie or the other movie, right?
I mean, I don't know.
It is. I mean, I'm 90% sure that it is what it is. Okay. I'm going to do it just because I'm going to stick with what my guns and my order in it. And I'm more familiar with this one. So I'm going to take Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban as my number one pick.
Dang, man. I'm like surprised you took that first. It's a good one, though. It's so good. Okay, my number one, continuing with my testosterone draft from last draft. Yeah. One of the sweets commented on the G drafts. So that I
yeah, shouts out Kayleen. Just the pure. That's also, you know how that like your six favorite movies collage thing was going around on Instagram? And mine was just six movies, and all the movies were just dudes rock the movie.
Okay, my number one, I'm going with Heat.
I knew it. Yeah. I think that was going to, those were going to be the number ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you would have taken Heat, I think I would have taken Harry Potter.
You would, I would have assumed that. Now, my next pick, I'm going with, this one's kind of a classic. Not kind of, this one's definitely a classic. And I love this movie. I watch it every year, and that's Home Alone. I'm going that number two.
Okay. It's a good pick. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For my number two, yeah, I know. I think I know what you're going to take for number three, but for my number two, I got to go with this one. I love it. Hell or High Water.
Oh, wow. That's not even on my list. Okay. Mel, good choice. Good choice. Good movie. For my number three, heck yeah, I'm taking Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised you didn't take this. I'll take Her for my number three.
Yeah, I have that lower. I've got a few that I think I like a little bit more. Well, I do like that movie, but
Howl's Moving Castle, that's a good one for number three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Howl's Moving Castle. Okay, I'm gonna take this one at number four because I think that I can take it here and steal it. And that is Hereditary.
Hmm.
I know you're not gonna take it, but Hereditary is like the greatest horror movie of the last like maybe 30, 40 years.
For all those horror fans out there, like very, you got a good draft, good variety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So man, I'm trying to think for my number four. This is tough. I need, okay. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with The Hangover for number four.
Ah, good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with good. I need a comedy in my draft. So going with The Hangover.
I thought of that one, but I think that people kind of hate that movie. Like in recent memory, it has not, I don't know why. Like, I think it's funny, but definitely people have like not been super big fans of that movie as of late. So you've left me with the pick of the litter, which I'm very excited about. A lot of great films. Not a lot. There's a handful of great ones, but they're all like all-timers. And I'm going to pick this one just because I'm taking this one for Becky. I know a lot of people, my last pick is always a major zag, and people are like, you ruined your draft with it. But it's always kind of my slot where I can have some fun and like pick a movie that I really like. In general, I'm the last one to pick. So with my last pick, I'm going to take Hitch.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't mind that.
Now, I had a few options, and I'm sure people are going to listen to these, and they're going to scream at me for not taking them. Hot Fuzz was probably the next one I would have taken. Hercules, the animated movie.
Okay.
And Hellboy, the Ron Perlman one. Probably two. I like two most, but maybe one just as, like, for recognition.
Yeah. Okay. For my fifth pick, my final pick,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go with Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay. Okay.
So
interesting yeah. You saved that one for the end.
Well, yeah. I mean, I figured right when you pick Prisoner of Azkaban, I was like, okay, I'm safe. You're not going to pick another Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. I wasn't going to pick another one. I could have done Sorcerer's Stone, I guess. Because I love Sorcerer's Stone.
I have to have... Sorcerer's Stone's good, but I would rather watch the finale of, like, great action, everything.
You should turn okay. your camera off.
Okay.
Yeah, it was working really well until you had it back on.
Okay.
I don't know why we're having issues again with the video.
I don't know. That's a bummer.
Who cares?
It is what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I will say I was thinking about Hercules as well.
Okay.
I was thinking about Hacksaw Ridge.
Sure.
One of my other ones, honestly, I probably could have swapped this out for The Hangover. Am I allowed to do that? No.
It's
already drafted. It's cemented. The letter's been sent in. Honestly, I loved this movie. I probably should have picked it, but I don't think a lot of people have seen it, and it's not a comedy. It's the Hachi, A Dog's Tale. Will make anybody cry.
Dude, that's so funny. I saw, you know, as I was going through my list, I was like, oh, Tanner might take that one. I did actually think you would maybe take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wasn't sold on the fact that you would take it, but I was like, it's a big possibility because I know you liked it when you saw it.
Oh, I loved it. And it's just, man, it is. If you're a dog, if you're an animal person, especially a dog, like, it will make you cry. Like, it is. It's there was a, I don't know if you saw the Mark Wahlberg trailer with the dog that, like, goes on this journey with him. Did you see that trailer in theaters yet?
No, wait, what is it called?
Oh, it comes out like in February or March.
Oh, wait.
It's based on a true story. It's like,
yes. Dog. Yeah. Yeah. Is he, like, in the Middle East or something? Like,
I don't. Yeah.
Like, he's like across the world and, like, the same dog. He sees the same dog.
I think it's in South America. I'm pretty sure he's in South America. But yeah, that trailer, I was just like, Kennedy and I looked at each other like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's going to make us cry. So anyways, feeling okay about my draft. If I'm being real.
You're what?
I said, I'm feeling okay about my draft.
But here's the thing though. It's like, what else are you picking? There's not like a ton of other great H movies. I guess you could have picked Halloween.
I was thinking about honestly doing The Haunted Mansion, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, see, that would have been a that would have been a big fat liar pick, I think.
That would have been a zag, but I love that movie. I love it.
At the same time though, pick it. You know what I mean? Like, it's fun to pick those, like, stupid movies. I love
that's what I respect that about you. You pick what you stay in your lane, Keeks, and you pick those movies that might zag a little bit, but
I enjoy it.
You do.
Yeah. One of my most favorite things that I do.
I'm actually surprised you didn't pick her higher.
Well, I mean, honestly, I didn't think you were going to take it. So I kind of thought that I was going to be able to take it.
Yeah, I like her a lot. When you told me to watch, and I was like, yeah, this rips. This is good.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
That's her is one of my favorite. Her and Children of Men have been two of my favorite, like, Keeks recommendations.
Her is unbelievable. It is one of my favorite, and it's like such a great, like, modern film as well. Like, it's so poignant, even though it's like 10 years old. It's kind of predicted, and yeah, it's a very prophetic film,
kind of ahead of its time. Okay, so what was yours again? What was your H?
Okay, so here are my H picks. We had a number one, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. At number two, Home Alone. At number three, Howl's Moving Castle. At number four, Hereditary. And at number five, Hitch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm going to get mine into my little list here, and I'll send it over to you. Good draft. What do we got looking at for I? I feel like I is a weird one. Got like iRobot.
Incendies.
Oh, one. Inception. All right, yeah, we'll stop.
There's another I. Can I say it before we?
Yeah.
Interstellar.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one.
Yeah. Okay.
I was
cool.
gonna say that one.
We got
some good ones.
Yeah. Fun. I love this draft. Okay. We'll post that. I can confidently say this time around, I do not know who wins between you and I.
I think I'm leaning more towards mine just because I think I have a more well-rounded choice, but I don't know, dude. Like, at the end of the day, last week you won pretty convincingly.
You have, again, Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban. I think you win because you have Prisoner of Azkaban and Home Alone. Two classics.
And Howl's Moving Castle.
Well, I think Howl's Moving Castle is a little bit, you know, unique for those who have not seen it. But I think your top two are what push people over the edge.
Mine really, is Hereditary and Hitch. I don't know. I don't actually know if people really love Hitch, but I like Hitch. I feel like Hitch is a well-liked film as well.
Yeah. Mine has Heat or Hell or High Water. If you've seen those two, then like, yeah, those are really good. But I don't know. Yeah, I think you're probably edging me out.
I think so. I'm really shocked that you took Hell or High Water because it's like, it is very similar to like that Howl's Moving Castle. Like, it's good, but I don't think a lot of people have seen it.
No, I don't think a lot of people have seen it. But that's one of my favorite watches, like first time watch ever.
I would have been curious had one of us put the holdovers, like, would it have gotten, because of recency bias, would it have done well?
Oh, that's actually one I totally forgot about.
I thought about it, but I'm like, I felt too new. I wonder what
I love
the newest, huh?
I said, I love the holdovers. That's like top three favorite movies this year for me.
I know. And I wonder like what the first like this year, new year film is going to show up for us.
Yeah.
Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. Great draft as always. You killed me in the last one. So let's see. We'll see who wins this one.
Okay. Hype. We'll post it. Alrighty, moving on. Keeks, share with the class. What did you watch?
Here's kind of what I kind of want to do. You know, we talked about doing it like this, and I would kind of like to do it. Is let's look at, you know, we've had two massive tours happen this year. We had Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour and Beyonce's Renaissance Tour that happened this year. Two of the biggest artists in the world at the moment, and they both released movies from their respective tours. And I think that it would be great to kind of, and this isn't even pitching them against them, because I've seen both and they're actually both really like effective at what they're trying to do. But let's maybe dig into them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, I'll talk a little bit about May, December as well. And we'll hit some audibles in between. First off, when it comes to, when it comes to the Eras concert, I kind of want to get your little bit of background of what you saw, what I thought, and then we'll go into Renaissance.
Okay, you kind of cut out a little bit, like last 5 seconds. What'd you say? You saw
okay.
What I saw.
So let's. I'd be curious to see what you thought of Eras. I'll talk a little bit about Eras, and then we'll dive into what Renaissance does that I think is really effective.
Okay. Yeah, because I wasn't on the take when you talked about Eras. So
exactly.
I will open up this can of worms. So I have become a little bit of a Swiftie. I will totally confess and admit that she was actually my fifth artist listened to on Spotify Wrapped. But that also contributes to Kennedy, because we'd also, you know, put on Taylor Swift from my phone. But I like Taylor Swift. I think she's got a lot of good music that I really like. I think, anybody can like and appreciate her music. She's got some different beats. It's kind of up tempo. She's also got kind of different genres, from country to pop to a little bit more like angsty type, uplifting type of music that you can actually like work out to. Some good breakup songs too. So the Eras Tour movie, I thought it was really fun. Like, I thought the different eras and the different sets, there were some better than others. For me personally, like I like Enchanted, that was from Speak Now. That was just one, but like that was the weakest Eras because there's just one song. But I do like that song a lot. That's probably my favorite song from her. But overall, like I think Eras Tour movie, like it did what it was supposed to do. It made it so people that didn't go to the concert could experience that concert feeling. And those people that went to the concert that wanted to relive some of those moments could go to the movie theater. So my movie theater was packed when I went and saw it. People were like going to the floor. They were dancing. So everything that I think Eras Tour movie was trying to do totally did. Like it hit, hit all notes. So that is my take on it. I had a good time. I had a good time with the Eras Tour. Kennedy was listening to a podcast that kind of analyzes certain artists, specifically Taylor Swift. And they were talking about how like Evermore isn't really like a concert set list. You know what I mean, Keeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't really have that concert vibes. And the other co-host made a point, well, and she mentioned, well, she didn't have the opportunity to tour Evermore because of COVID. So of course she was going to throw it in and, you know, have that set list.
The worst part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it just kind of changes and it shifts gears because like Lover era is really fun. Reputation, like with the snakes and like her, you know, coming up is like full of energy. 1989 is fun. So it has like a lot of like all the different eras definitely have like good concert energy. Then you get to Evermore and you're like, oh, and Folklore too, a little bit, you know, softer, folksy, but it's also better than Evermore. So what I'm trying to say is, overall, I had a really good time with the Eras Tour movie. I think anybody can enjoy it. And I think Taylor Swift has a great ability, her songs being appreciated by the general public. Not all songs, but definitely there's something for everybody with her, you know, discography.
Yeah, probably in every phase, there's at least one to two songs that you're like, oh, I know that song. Except, I mean, honestly, like, I don't know what she could have done with Evermore, but that brought the whole experience to a halt when that one came on. And that seems to be the universal, like, yeah, people don't love the Evermore part. And to go to what you said, it's like, if anyone were to turn it on and watch it, again, I kind of agree, but I also, like, if you are not familiar with Taylor Swift at all, you're going to be really bored.
Yeah. Okay, I have my Eras Tour rank. I thought I had them, and I do. So let me write.
Ooh, I love it. Okay.
Okay. So number 10 is Speak Now, and I said in parentheses, Enchanted is my fave song, though. I love Enchanted. Number nine is Evermore. Number 8 is The Acoustic Session. Number 7 is Midnight. Number 6 is Reputation. Number 5, Fearless. Number 4 is Lover. Number 3 is Folklore. Number 2 is Red. And number 1 is 1989.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, I didn't even know what some of these are supposed to be. Like, I was, like, just thinking about the beginning. Like, I was talking about the beginning, and everyone was like, what do you mean by the beginning? And I'm like, I don't know, the one that she starts out with. And apparently that one was Lover, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so I had that one at 4. Yeah, Taylor Swift's at the bottom. Speak Now is 9. Evermore is 8. Reputation is 7. Midnight's a 6. Fearless is 5. Lover is 4. Red is 3. 1989 is 2. And Folklore is 1.
Yeah.
And
so you and I have the same top three, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's kind of what it seems as well, as most people are like, oh, they're pretty interchangeable. Like, those are her, like, didn't, oh, let's see, 1989 and Folklore both won best album, right? Like, album of the year at the Grammys.
And she just dropped, yeah. And she just, I think so. And she just dropped her Taylor's version, 1989, which, I mean, that's another thing. I got to give props to Taylor Swift for releasing her music and like owning them. And that's another thing, like, she has kind of, when she said in the concert, like, she's just kind of been on this journey, like, hence the eras of different kind of genres and kind of, you know, exploring different things in her music. So, yeah, she's killing it. I mean, she's the Time Person of the Year, I think rightfully so. I told Kennedy, I was like, a little bummed. She really could have put a cherry on top this year had she dropped a new Christmas album.
So this is one thing, this is where we're kind of like going to merge into the Beyonce tour, is it feels like the Eras Tour concert was, wow, this has been really popular. We have these 6 LA shows coming up. Let's record them, or however that's going to look like, and just stitch it together so it's one concert. It does not feel something that she planned to do from the very beginning. It feels kind of like an afterthought. And if it's not an afterthought, then like, I'm really curious as to why it just looks how it does. Like, why it's not more of an engaging show and why there's not more direction and more like technicality to it than just here's some different camera angles thrown into a timeline on Premiere Pro and exported and thrown into a theater.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really feel that same way, but again, I'm not really looking at those meticulous things like you are because you have that experience.
And that's what brings me to Beyoncé. So Beyoncé's movie, so Renaissance is a film, like a concert that she's been planning for 4 years. She even like, so Renaissance is a blend of what the concerts were of like a compilation of different shows from the entire tour and like behind the scenes documentary of what it took to bring the tour together and like bringing an actual story. Like Renaissance is it's, you know, full title is Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé. And it's literally a movie. It is not a concert film, more as so it's more like a documentary of what it looks like to create something like this and the meaning behind Renaissance for her. Whereas, yeah, like the Eras Tour, it is just, and I'm not saying that this is a bad thing either. I think for a lot of people to just throw on Eras and be able to listen to the different songs, you don't need to watch it. You can just put it on the background and it's kind of a nice thing to do. I'm curious to see if she'll put together kind of like an album version of the movie so that you can get the live versions. I would imagine she'll do that.
So sorry to interrupt you. So Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, it has like behind the scenes. Does it have her like kind of talking and or is it just the concert?
Oh, it's both. So it's partially concert. And then there's different segments inside of the movie showing like what it takes for her. And this is what I would have really loved from Taylor Swift is Beyoncé talks a lot about her being a woman in the entertainment industry, how hard it is to get things done. And she has evidence that her film crew captured of that happening. She's talking about lenses that she wants to use. And the, you know, the camera team is like, well, I don't think we can get one of those. And she's like, what do you think we can't get? Like, I know it exists. Get the lens. I want the lens. And so these different things that she talks about wanting that people don't make the time to get for them. And I would have really liked to see that from Taylor Swift of, you know, from her perspective is trying to get this tour going since she talks about like she basically thought of doing this during the pandemic. Well, what did it look like to plan it? Like that for me, and I think for a lot of people would have been really interesting of this is what it took. Because she has some good visuals in there, but like Beyoncé's visuals are absolutely it is like on a whole nother planet because she's been doing this for 25 years. And it's super impressive. So, and they recorded everything. And the best part about the Beyoncé tour film is, you know, in the very beginning, they talked about how she was going to have the most costume changes of any concert ever. And everyone was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of money. And I thought that too. I was like, wow, that's like pretty fun to have a lot of different costumes. And then you watch the movie and the camera movements and the choreography involved is so meticulous that there are certain segments of the movie where she is moving with her dancers and each shot is a different night with a different costume all stitched together to look like one fluid movement. The match cuts in this thing and the editing in this movie are unbelievable. Some of the best of the entire year. Like there are full, the very end Break My Soul stuff is unbelievable. There's five or six different like breathtaking cinematic moments in this film that like, It just doesn't exist in the Eras Tour.
Yeah, no, I want to see Renaissance. I do. Like I especially from seeing like Taylor Swift, Eras Tour. But I do like that you mentioned that she Beyoncé explores a little bit more about behind the scenes. I will put money that Taylor Swift is going to drop like a documentary about the Eras Tour.
And I hope so. I hope so.
The meticulous behind the scenes and some of the ups, some of the downs and all that.
And there, so here's another thing that I will add to it. You know, like the Beyoncé movie isn't without flaws for me. I did at some moments think, you know, because we went and saw Beyoncé, we went and saw the Renaissance tour in Las Vegas. And there were so many things that like were left out And similarly to the Taylor Swift thing, where I felt like some moments really brought, like, the movie felt like it was dragging a little bit. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes to complement the length of the concert, but she doesn't use all of the concert. So for me, it's like, do you think we could have cut like maybe 15, 20 minutes out and, you know, played more of the hits and focused more on the meaning? You know, she talks about a lot about her uncle who is gay, who like really helped raise her and is such like a massive inspiration behind Renaissance, the album. She also talks about her roots growing up in Houston. She talks about her family, like really emotional, awesome stuff. But I think what's really, really special and maybe kind of the highlight of it that I literally could have watched for like 3 hours is her talking about being a mother and like her like experience, like now that she's in her 40s as a woman and having a daughter and like letting Blue go out and dance as part of the tour and that vulnerability. Like that was really interesting. And it was just like the movie felt a tad long.
Gotcha.
Even as someone who's like a massive Beyonce fan, it's like, okay, I think some of the BTS stuff could have been cut down maybe a minute or two for each one. Okay, you're saving about 5 or 10 minutes. And then from some of the concert stuff, you can feel that near the end, they're starting to cut to different segments quicker because they can kind of tell, oh, it's been really lengthy and we don't know what to cut out. So we can do that here at the end.
Yeah. So you feel like that would have elevated it a lot more? Would that have changed like A to an A plus for you?
I think because it starts out and I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. Like, I hope you go watch it. But here's the thing is like, go watch it as part of like a film lover, because it has everything for like, if you love music, great. If you love movies, awesome. She talks about the entire process of how they filmed this whole thing and like how they did the tour is unbelievable. Like it's some of the most insane screens and like stage decoration that you could imagine seeing. And it's way more intricate than the Taylor Swift one is really cool, but it just like, it didn't have that level of intricacy like the Renaissance tour did, at least from what I saw in the Eras Tour movie.
Yeah, no, I get you. No, I do want to see the Renaissance. There's a handful of things I want to see before the end of the year. Do you know how long it's going to be in theaters, the Renaissance?
I don't know. And I don't know when it would be available to watch. So I here's the thing. Like, well, I think it would be good to.
I was going to say, I would rather watch it in theaters, but go on.
Well, actually, I was going to tell you, like, you might be okay to wait. Because, yeah, I mean, it's like, what? I kind of want to watch Napoleon, but I don't know when I'm going to get to that. Dream Scenario would be a fun one. There are a few movies that I know I still need to get to.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get to everything.
So I'm curious, you know, you asked me at the beginning of the week, what albums should I listen to get ready for to watch the movie? I told you, which ones did I tell you? Did I tell you Renaissance? Did I tell you four?
You told me four. You told me Renaissance. And then you told me. Let me pull it up. Hold up.
I might have told you to listen to I Am Sasha Fierce as well.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, as you pull it up. But the movie is very much a, like, Renaissance is the focus. And then you get some of her highlights. But Renaissance is the big aspect of the film. And I think that kind of makes, yeah. I Am Sasha Fierce and Renaissance. Those are the ones that I told you to. And then I was like, oh, listen to four. Those kind of give you the best ones. But she doesn't play a lot from her other albums. If you want to check out like what I think is her best concert work, that's the Homecoming film on Netflix. And that's the one where she does like all of her hits. It's the Coachella special that she filmed. She filmed it from both weekends that she played. And so it still has like the same match cut choreography. And it's unbelievable. It's like an hour and a half long, maybe even more than that. I don't know, but it is paced perfectly. Like that is an A+ for me.
And that, which one is that one called again?
Homecoming. It's the one on Netflix. You can go on Netflix and watch it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So you recommended Sasha Fierce, Renaissance. And then you said JK, no, listen to four. So yeah. I listened to a little bit of four, but honestly, I've been listening mostly to Renaissance just because that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get familiar, but man, her beats and her, it's like, for Renaissance, the album that I've been listening to, it's like, woof, this is stuff you can work out to. Like, it is like, kind of, you know, stuff.
Yeah. Music. And it's that's good. All That's always been my struggle with Taylor Swift. Like, I don't think, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. I guess, like, listen to it, obviously. But when I'm listening to music, like, I like to get energized and, you know, like, I like to have a good time with it. And I just, like, I don't feel that with a lot of Taylor Swift stuff. Whereas Beyonce, I can throw on anything and dance and vibe with it in the car. And it's some of my favorite stuff.
I don't know what I was supposed to do with it. Listen to it, I guess.
But what have you thought of it? I'm curious.
Oh, I like Renaissance a lot. Yeah, I think, mm-hmm. I mean, I like Break My Soul a lot. I know that's the like one of our most popular ones, but
it's a good
that
one.
One's really good. So yeah, there's been some good beats.
And do you like Cuff It?
Let me see.
Better cuff it, cuff. I feel like falling in love.
Break My Soul. I like Church Girl.
Oh, that's a good one too. That's a good one.
And Thick is kind of fun too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think Move is the other one. So yeah, I'm gonna keep listening to it.
Good. I dig it.
Anyways, love it. Okay, Renaissance. Gonna get to it. But yeah.
Yeah. And actually, so I have Renaissance as at an A suite. And I had honestly, like, I'll go back to it. Taylor Swift's film, I have an A minus suite. Like, I still think there's a lot of really great stuff in what it's trying to do. I really like what it's trying to do. I also like what Renaissance is. So
yeah.
I don't like the idea of comparing the two because their goals as films are two very different things.
For sure. For sure. And there's something for everybody, I think, with both of those artists, with Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know how much of the overlap is. I don't get a feeling that there's a lot of overlap between Taylor Swift fans and Beyonce fans, even though like they both went to each other's premieres and like seem to really support each other, which is good, as we should.
Yeah, I love that. I love that they're like, you know, kind of they're both different and both kind of different music, but they are both supporting each other. I think that's awesome because those two are like the highest. They're the most popular female artist right now,
mm-hmm.
like easily, if not the most two popular artist right now. So anyways, I love it. Yeah, we're gonna try to get to it. I'll talk about what I watched. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely. Go through it.
So we watched Deck the Halls with Matthew Broderick, Danny DeVito. It is terrible. Okay. And let me be vulnerable. I'm gonna be very vulnerable here.
I think I saw this in theaters, but yeah, keep going.
You saw this in theaters?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I think I remember seeing
Man.
It.
Okay, let me be honest here, Keeks. I want your opinion.
Okay.
You watched I'm going to be very vulnerable to all the suites. We watched 45 minutes of this movie, and I just looked at Kennedy. I was like, I'm done with this. Are you done? She's like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to fast forward 10 minutes just to see the ending. Does that still count as a movie watched? Buck and a half watched. We watched about 50, 55 minutes of it.
Oh, gosh. I mean, like, if we're speaking technically, no, it doesn't count. But if we're looking at it as like,
To me, it counts. I've watched more.
Yeah,
than half
to each
of
their
it.
Own. Sure, absolutely.
But I was done. I was like, I'm done. I don't even really care what happens in the middle part of it. So, anyways, that gets a D minus spoiled. I thought Deck the Halls was not good. It was bland. I have tasted white rice with more flavor than Deck the Halls.
Probably at my house. I make a very good white rice.
Love that. So Deck the Halls, not your good Christmas movie. And I think we watched Four Christmases last week too.
Dude, shut up. We watched that last night and I fell asleep halfway through because I was so sleepy and cozy.
Yeah, no. Four Christmases, I think I gave it a C- sour.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon do not have good chemistry on screen. It does not work. There are actually a couple of good lines that are pretty funny, but that's it. And it's just another bland Christmas movie. We're kind of pumping out all the bad and kind of dumb Christmas movies and saving the good ones for like that last week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're doing. And then we watched About a Boy with Hugh Grant and Nicholas Hoult. Very good. Love that movie. It's a great feel-good movie. Got
yeah.
some great British humor. Awesome character arts from Hugh Grant and Nicholas Hoult. Everybody should watch this. Really good feel-good movie. I'm going to give it an A- suite. Had a really good time with it. And then another really feel-good movie was Paddington. Kind of watching this, getting prepped for Wonka to see Paul King.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Paddington, I will give it a B+ suite. I thought it was just a nice feel-good movie as well. Has a great family element to it. I think Fast and Furious should reference this movie in their next movie about the family dynamic in Paddington. But it's very cute, very whimsical. So I'm stoked for Paddington 2. Everybody talks about how Paddington 2 is
I have not seen it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try to watch that either tonight or before Wonka. So, but yeah, Paddington, very cute little watch. Nicole Kidman plays a nice little villain. And yeah, so there you go. There you have it.
Yeah, solid villain. I'm very excited to watch Paddington 2 whenever I get to it. I feel like I need to make like a list of 4 movies, first time watches that I've never seen that I need to watch before the end of the year. Because at this moment right now, I have watched 178 new movies. 76 of them are new releases.
That's awesome. How many rewatches do you have for the year?
Rewatches, I have 12. And then some of my theater ones I have rewatched. And then, yeah, so 12, let's see, 90. So I probably have 86 streaming watches.
Okay, I have...
Yep, 91.
Nice. I have 18 rewatches for the year.
Mm-hmm.
I have 64 first-time watches for the year. Mm-hmm. And I have 47 for new released for the year.
And as in terms of sitting down and watching movies, I have done that 195 times.
Dang.
Yeah. So I've rewatched some stuff, you know, like the film that my students, you know, that we made this year. I rewatched that a bunch, obviously. La La Land, I watched a bunch. Spirited Away. Oppenheimer, I watched a bunch. Inception, I watched a bunch. In the Mood for Love, I watched a couple times. Like, so there's a few of these that I have watched quite a few extra times. Yeah. And I'm very excited for. Was there anything else that you watched? You're just on the let's watch some crappy Christmas movies vibe then.
Is there anything? Say it again.
Is there anything new that you watched? Anything else this week that you watched?
No, that was it. So we're going to get to Wonka next week and then a couple other things.
Can I, you know what? This one last thing. I don't know when we'll ease this episode out. This has been like a come vibe with TC and Keeks this week and go watch some Taylor Swift or Beyonce. I've gotten kind of back into comedy. Do you watch some comedy? Have you gotten into comedy? I'm curious if you have.
No, I haven't watched a lot of comedy. I've seen a couple of things, but I do like comedy.
So a couple of people that I've really come to like is Ralph Barbosa. I really like, I think he's a funny guy. Shane Gillis, I think is pretty funny. I don't know much about him, but like whenever I see clips of him, that guy's really funny. And then the one who I've probably gotten into the most this year is Stavros Halkias, who's like a big, like, I've sent him some of your videos where he's from Baltimore and he does this like Ronnie the Ravens fan, who's this trashy Baltimore guy who like talks about the Baltimore Ravens games after they play. And he had a new special that just came out on Netflix like just a few days ago. And so I sat down to watch it. It took me like 4 sittings to finish it because it was so bad. And like, dang. It's the first time I feel like this year where I felt true like disappointment with something I've been looking forward to. I'm sure there's other instances, but I was sitting there and I was like, I realized like, I guess I've only seen him like in his crowd work. He's really funny, but his written stuff, like I just did not think was funny at all. And it was a big bummer.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. What is nice about those comedy things, you can put it on. They're normally an hour long. Mm-hmm. And they have some really good jokes and some really good stories.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, though, not very good.
Bummer.
Yeah. Bummer. So that was it. Those were the handful of... And then May, December. I think maybe we'll save May, December for like a little bit later. Because I think you'll probably get to it, I would imagine.
I'm planning on May, December. Let me tell you as we wrap up. Hold on. Before we wrap up. Okay. These are some movies I'd like to watch before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got that one. You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. Joyride. Past Lives. Elemental. That can maybe wait. They Clone Tyrone. Rye Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Reality is one as well. And did Sisu come out last year?
No, that was this year. This year.
I want to see Sisu as well. So those are some of the movies I want to watch. And then now May, December, before the end of the year. And I think after Christmas, I'm going to be pumping a lot of these out.
Yeah, Christmas break is going to be like, that's going to be a big time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
to really pump up some of these last few movies, like trying to watch Napoleon. I don't know if I'm going to get to that. We've seen most of the heavy hitters, but there's some good ones coming out, like Poor Things. That last week before Christmas ends, there's going to be a lot of great stuff that I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, no, that last week is just the week where I'm like, okay, buzzer beater, let's watch these movies.
Yeah, exactly. You're just sitting in front of the TV. That's kind of what I did last year.
Okay. Anything else for take 263?
No, that is it. Everyone, go watch the new Beyonce movie. We're going to get to Boy and the Heron. We just did not have time to watch it this week. So I think me and Beckett are going to go watch it tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Nice. Or I guess today.
Today. What time?
Monday. I don't know.
Text me the time. So if it's after 8 p.m., I can do it. But if it ain't, don't worry about it.
Oh, probably not. We'll probably catch it like 6 o'clock.
Dang it. Yeah. I got training. Okay. Bummer. Okay. I'll try to catch it.
You know, I love that. You'll get to it. There's a 6 o'clock showing at Geneva, which is probably the one we'll get to.
Well, that's perfect showtime.
Sure is.
Yeah. All right, dude. Love it. Good luck in fantasy.
Okay. You too. And everyone, next week, we're doing Wonka, probably Boy and the Heron. And then the following week will be a big Christmas movie draft with my buddies who we've been making Till Death with. TC will be out of town, so we're going to record that and drop it for y'all on Christmas. The best Christmas movies. I think there's going to be 5 of us drafting, so it's really going to get slim pickings near the end.
I'm hyped to hear this.
Mm-hmm. I'm too. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, everybody, stay sweet.
Sweet.